My name's Andrew Murray. I'm a detective chief superintendent with the Thames Valley Police. Earlier today, I thanked the people of Didcot for their help and support, and I also made an appeal for any further information that anyone might have. I repeat that thank you and that appeal. Later this afternoon, we did have some specific and I believe highly relevant information come to our attention. That's led us to concentrate our search to this particular cemetery and a specific grave within this cemetery. Officers are securing that grave and a certain part of the cemetery as we speak. I would like to emphasise that we have already spoken to the family who are associated with this particular grave. Police officers will be here all night, and I suspect for the next and for a number of days. We're going to have to begin a difficult and highly sensitive operation to secure and preserve any evidence that we might find within that particular grave. Thank you. Any questions?
What do you believe, sir?
Sorry?
What do you believe?
The information was specific and relevant. We'll be here for a number of days. We will secure any evidence that we find, and the first people to know will be Jaden's family.
How strongly do you suspect that this will be her body?
As I said, the information was specific and I believe highly relevant. Specialist officers are securing that grave as we speak, and we will secure any evidence that we find.
Does this mean that you have stopped looking elsewhere?
No, it doesn't. We still have other scenes which I think are highly relevant to this investigation, specifically the rural scenes outside of the village of Upton.
Whereabouts in the graveyard is it? Can you give us an idea? How big is this graveyard from what we can see here? How far back? I mean,
It's quite a large graveyard. It goes back to an area behind the church, but this is a specific area that we're currently in the process of putting a tent up. There will be a considerable amount of activity over the next coming days in that area.
This, you say, is information you got from the public, not something you questioned suspects about?
I'm not going to say where we got this information from. All I'll say is it's specific and relevant.
And at the moment, you've just set up a tent at the site. That's what you've done on the site at the moment?
Or? Yes, yeah.
Okay.
We will make sure that that the whole cemetery is secure. Police officers will be here overnight and for the coming days, and we'll start the process of making sure that we secure and preserve any evidence that we find.
Have you had much contact with Jaden's family? How are they dealing with this?
As I've said, Jaden's family are absolutely distraught. This is a really, really difficult time for them, but they are being supported by family liaison officers from the police.
Well, presumably the church is going to be, people won't be able to go inside that church, there'll be no services and that sort of thing.
We're going to have to respect the dignity of this church and cemetery. We're going to try and make sure that if people are using this cemetery, that they can do that in the next couple of days. Now, that will be difficult, but I think we owe that to the people of Didcot too, to facilitate any use of this cemetery, which we can, but at the same time, secure and preserve any evidence.
What have you told very close neighbours who live here? Have you spoken to those people yet?
We haven't spoken to them yet, but we will do. We've spoken to the vicar, obviously, and other authorities who are very supportive of what we're attempting to do.
How old is that grave, officer?
I'm not going to go into specifics about the grave yet.
Do you have any other specialist officers here, like forensics or dogs, or any detail you can give us about the actual team working on this?
We do have specialist forensic officers. They will be here for a number of days. Our job at the moment is simply to make sure that scene is secure, so really we can start work as soon as possible on that particular grave.
Okay. What's the name of this churchyard? Do you know what's it called?
It's All Saints Church.
Is there any connection between Jaden's family and the grave in question?
I'm not going to go into any specifics about the particular grave, other than the fact that the family concerned with that grave has been informed. And as you can imagine, this is a particularly difficult time for them as well.
Just one more question. Have you searched this graveyard before in your search for Jaden?
We've had a preliminary search of this graveyard. It was within our search parameters, but as you know, That's a wide area, but we've systematically searched. The information they received, that we received today, has led us to concentrate our search efforts on this particular cemetery.